This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, February 18th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. The stories we'll be watching as we head into the weekend, most likely to affect us in the weeks and months ahead. Topic number 5 this week, of course, Russia and Ukraine. We've been watching this all week long. The predicted invasion of Ukraine by Russia did not come off as scheduled this week. However, it appears that on Thursday, a school variously described as a nursery or a kindergarten, depending on who is reporting, was hit by an artillery shell during an exchange of gunfire between Russian-backed separatists in the Donbass region and Ukrainian government forces. Ukraine blamed the separatists and Moscow blaming Ukraine. It's a war of information. Who really knows who was responsible for this? To be honest, I don't. But both sides taking the cue to wage more words. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson claimed it was a false flag operation aimed at discrediting the Ukrainian government. President Biden likewise said there was every indication that Russia was planning to invade Ukraine. Didn't have any solid information. He just said that he had a sense, his spidey sense apparently tingling. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Thursday morning addressed the UN Security Council, called this a moment of peril for the lives and safety of millions of people. Yeah, it is. So Secretary Blinken, maybe don't go jerking around in other people's countries and we wouldn't have this kind of an issue threatening the lives of millions of people. Meanwhile, while this was going on, Russia expelled the U.S. Deputy Ambassador from our embassy in Moscow, Bart Garman, the U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission. State Department described this as unprovoked, and we consider this an escalatory step. It's not over yet. Again, I say, pray that cooler heads prevail and this does not turn kinetic. Topic number 4 this week, COVID, of course. A recurring fountain of revenue. That's my nomination for quote of the year, and we're only in February. These words spoken by Food and Drug Administration Executive Officer Christopher Cole, who was caught on undercover camera by a journalist working with Project Veritas, where Cole revealed that his agency, the FDA, plans to announce that annual COVID-19 vaccinations will become the official policy of the government of the United States of America. This footage also contains sound bites from Cole about the financial incentives pharmaceutical companies offer to the FDA to get vaccines approved for annual usage. You see the quote here on the screen. So they, the pharmaceutical companies, give the FDA more money. Yes, that's great. And increases the chance of approval. I thought it was all about public health. I am so naive. Just remember the words of the Apostle Paul, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. case in point, a religion professor, I'm not going to mention his name, but he teaches at Columbia and at Yale, two prestigious universities. I mean, he teaches at Yale Divinity School. Elihu Yale would be appalled. Announced this week that Christians who oppose mask mandates are possessed by the spirit of Antichrist. Well, some data. One influential public health model estimates that 73% of Americans are, as of now, immune to the Omicron variant because it spread so rapidly, has touched so many of us, and that this number could rise to 80% by the middle of March, at which point one must ask, why then would vaccines, which don't even protect against Omicron, why would they become policy? Oh, yeah, recurring fountain of revenue. Canadian Superior Court of Justice issued an order halting access to funds raised for the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa by the Give Send Go website. Protesters have raised over $9 million, but we learned that last week, Thursday, government officials in Ontario asked a court to stop organizers from accessing those funds. The court granted it, not clear what authority or jurisdiction they have over an American company. But then Sunday, during the Super Bowl, something that I missed earlier this week, hackers broke into the servers for Give, Send, Go and revealed the identity of the donors. They doxed the donors to the Freedom Convoy, and that information was dutifully picked up and reported by the corporate media, like the Washington Post, which published this map showing the zip codes in the U.S. of donors to the Freedom Convoy. Members of the media on both sides of the border between U.S. and Canada have been sharing names and how much money donors have given to the Freedom Convoy. Some just printing out and publishing an entire spreadsheet of names and donors. Oddly enough, this led to some strange bedfellows as Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar took corporate media to task, defending the donors of the truckers. She slammed the journalist who's reporting on this data, has now led to some individuals being harassed for their decision to support the Freedom Convoy. On Monday, we told you that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he would activate rarely used emergency powers to end the protests. The Emergencies Act in Canada allows the federal government there to override the provinces and authorize special temporary measures to ensure security during emergencies, that is. Now, perhaps not coincidentally, five major Canadian banks went offline for hours Wednesday night into Thursday morning, which blocked access to online and mobile banking for users, as well as e-transfers for customers. The banks hit by the outage were the Royal Bank of Canada, the Bank of Montreal, Scotiabank, TD Bank Canada, and the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. This may be related to these crowdfunding efforts because the cause of the outage unknown, but the timing certainly interesting because during the press conference Monday announcing the invocation of the Emergencies Act, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland explained that these new regulations would impact payment services used by fundraisers for the convoys. She announced that the federal government in Canada would broaden the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules to cover crowdfunding platforms and the payment service providers that they used. So the Emergencies Act authorizes banks to freeze the accounts of individuals and businesses suspected of being affiliated with the illegal blockades, even without evidence of being affiliated with the Freedom Convoy, without requiring a court order and without incurring any civil liability. Under the Emergencies Act, if you're a Canadian or, well, anyone, and you bank in Canada and they think that you're a supporter of what's going on, they can freeze your assets without a court order and you have no recourse. Topic number three, the CIA. Speaking of government overreach, we learned this week, thanks to Senators Ron Wyden of Oregon and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, that the CIA has been secretly collecting bulk information on American citizens without congressional oversight. CIA's not supposed to be able to do that. According to a letter written by Wyden and Heinrich last April to Avril Haines, the director of national intelligence, and William Burns, director of the CIA, these activities have been ongoing for some period of time, supposedly authorized by Executive Order 12333, but according to the senators, the agency was working outside the statutory framework of the order. Now, this letter didn't reveal a whole lot. It was heavily redacted. We don't know, for example, how long the surveillance has been going on, how widespread it was, and what sort of information was collected and from whom. But just bear in mind that anything you do anymore, especially online, is probably not private. Topic number two, mega drought. Learned this week that the American West's mega drought is the worst in 1,200 years, being called a worst-case climate change scenario playing out live. A dramatic drying out in 2021, which is about as dry as 2002, has pushed the 22-year drought in the West past the previous record holder for mega droughts in the late 1500s. Again, I'll say we'll be talking to Steve Quayle about this next week. He's got a new documentary film on this issue. Coming up, the economy. Prices are going up, but for how long? And what happens when they're on the way back down? That's ahead on the Friday Five.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one this week, inflation and the Fed. Former Treasury Department official who worked in the Obama administration has pushed back on the claims by President Biden that supply chain disruptions are to blame for the rise in prices. As you know, inflation has hit a year-over-year rate of 7.5%, which is a 40-year high. According to Stephen Ratner, who served as a counselor to the Treasury Secretary back during the Obama years, this explanation is simplistic and misleading. The consumer price rise over the past year, according to Ratner, brought on by vast amounts of government rescue aid. In other words, all those stimulus checks sent out to us vastly increased the money supply. Money is a commodity. When there's a lot more of it circulating around, each individual dollar is worth less, which means it takes more dollars to buy the stuff you used to buy. Federal Reserve Bank is now signaling that it's about to rein in inflation by raising its interest rate that it charges to member banks. They've been at historically low levels for years. This may begin as early as next month. Markets now expecting an increase of about 1.5 percentage points by the end of this year. The last time rates rose that much in a single year was in 2005, which was just before the housing boom peaked and then popped. The bubble collapsed. So be prepared. Get yourself out of debt if you can. And if you can, begin stocking up on some things while you have the means to do so. SkyWatch TV, we depend on your support. And during the month of February, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the groundbreaking and very important book, especially if you're a pet owner, Dead Pets Don't Lie. Again, we always want to send a thank you for your support. That's our gift this month. And again, if you have a dog or a cat, you really need this information because what's in this book and the accompanying DVD may shock you. What's in your pet's food may not be quite what you think. I've read this book in depth, and it was startling, to say the least. You can find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or go directly to the SkyWatch TV store, skywatchtvstore.com, or give us a call during regular business hours. It's toll-free, 844-750-4985. SkyWatchFilms.com, documentary films, the likes of which you just will not find anywhere else, available instantly in full HD for as little as $2.95. That includes The Great Delusion, the groundbreaking film about the UFO disclosure movement, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, a gold Telly Award-winning film in 2021, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, an exploration of the transhumanist movement, that also a Telly Award-winning film. All of those, plus our travelogumentaries, our tours of the Holy Land, our jaunt to Sardinia with Tim Alberino to explore the giants' tombs of Sardinia, that and more at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our tour of Israel, speaking of our travelogumentaries, pushed back to 2023. We just saw news today that Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said the green passports, the vaccine passports being required in Israel, will be ended as of March 1st. So we're hoping for further loosening of the travel restrictions by next spring. March 19th through 30th of 2023, the dates for the next Skywatch TV Israel tour. You can sign up now and reserve your place if we have to reschedule again or there are requirements for travel, restrictions on travel you're not comfortable with, your deposit will be refunded. Again, more on that at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Now, this fall, October, we are going to Turkey, October 19th through November 3rd of 2022. Sharon and I, along with best-selling author Doug Hershey, author of Israel Rising, we will be visiting the Churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, Abraham's home city of Haran, much, much more. The underground cities of Cappadocia, archaeological museums that will help shed some light on the spiritual background of the Old Testament and the spiritual war in which we are all deployed. And of course, the prophetic significance of the churches of Revelation. We'll be talking about that all through the tour as well. Again, the dates, October 19th through November 3rd of 2022, Skywatch TV's Israel tour. Find out more online and reserve your place at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. This week on Skywatch TV, our main broadcast show, Jimmy Evans is the guest, talking with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team about his book, Tipping Point. He's talking about, prophetically, we are at a tipping point as we head into the last days. You can find out more by watching the program, the schedule for our broadcast shows, all of them, not just the flagship show, but Simply His, Unraveling Revelation, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of those at skywatchtv.com/channels. And don't miss the series we've got going right now on The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Dr. Doug Petrovich, author of Origins of the Hebrews, is our guest, and he talks about hard evidence, texts found in Egypt that point to that mention Joseph, Joseph's sons Ephraim and Manasseh, and very probably Jacob as well. Fascinating stuff. Again, the schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, add the Skywatch TV app. It's free, and that way you set the schedule. We will be there when you click the remote or download our free mobile app. It works for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, iOS and Android phones as well. And not only do you get all of our video content, you'll get news that the mainstream media would just as soon you not see, and a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that right in your smart device. We've got links to the app stores in the top, linked at the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Look for where it says Skywatch TV app, and go there, download, and we're good to go. Thank you for watching. As we keep watching, have a blessed weekend. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.